you do, how I fell in love with you. Showed me how to say exactly what you say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Iran seems determined to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader, despite calls to show restraint. CBS's Cammy McCormick reports.
Iran is rejecting calls from Western governments to stand down. It insists Israel is behind the killing of Ismail Haniyeh and has vowed to avenge his death. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. and European allies urged Iran to de-escalate. Iran said the same countries have ignored Israel's crimes.
Vice President Harris plans to tackle the economy in a big speech later this week in North Carolina. Our Linda Kenyon has a preview.
At a campaign rally on Friday in Raleigh, North Carolina, the vice president will say tackling inflation will be her day one priority as president. Harris's plans include banning hidden fees and surprise late charges, taking on corporate landlords to cap unfair rent increases, and pressuring big pharma to cap prescription drug prices.
Middle-class families have been a big focus of Harris's campaign. Her running mate Tim Walz is flying solo today in Los Angeles to meet with union workers. Hurricane watches have been issued now for the Virgin Islands as Tropical Storm Ernesto gets stronger in the Atlantic. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
A Category 1 likely going to a Category 2 hurricane is likely, and the current track has Ernesto making a sharp right-hand turn after moving off Puerto Rico and heading straight on up towards Bermuda.
Puerto Rico is warning of widespread power outages. A former county police chief in Kansas is facing obstruction charges for leading a raid on a weekly newspaper last year. Publisher Eric Meyer.
It is clear from their investigation that they knew mere days after the raid that we had broken no law whatsoever, and they until today didn't bother to announce that.
Former Marion chief Gideon Cody faces close to 2 years in prison if convicted. London's making security changes now to keep Swifties safe ahead of Taylor Swift's shows this week. CBS's Matt Piper. And I
love you. London's Metropolitan Police tell CBS News that so far there have not been any threats that would prevent the concerts from going ahead in the British capital. The stadium has warned fans who do not have tickets to the five shows that they won't be allowed to gather around the stadium during the performances.
Wembley also opening gates and starting those shows early. Jordan Chiles may have had to give up her bronze medal from Paris, but Flava Flav is trying to make up for it. The rapper gifted her a bedazzled bronze clock with an American flag on it. Not the same, but Jordan's mom says it meant the world to her. USA Gymnastics has also vowed to keep fighting for Chiles' medal and her placement. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea, and the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field. Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher. You know, like, this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good, but yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot. You know, and a little surprised, but Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fighting for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. WRJN.
News time with Sands WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Another beautiful summer day. Tonight might see a couple of sprinkles early on, but mostly clear and a low of 60. Welcome to my Tuesday. Here's Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
with me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. As long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, yeah. Oh, I need
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news. for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose, and I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. You've given me, I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Toby Gray, Drift Away on WRJN. We've got local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, the Brewers fell to the Dodgers last night. It was game one of a four-game set at American Family Field. Now, the good news is both the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cubs also lost. So the Brewers maintain a 7.5-game lead over the Cardinals, a 9-game lead over the Cubs, and remain in first place in the National League Central. We've got more Brewers action for you tonight. First pitch at 7:10. We've got the pregame for you at 6:35.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, we are going to talk about the rent-to-own hustle. All kinds of stuff is offered on a rent-to-own basis. Appliances, furniture, electronic equipment, even used cars. And the deal with rent-to-own is that you don't own the thing, whatever it is, until you've made years of weekly or monthly payments that are usually small and seem affordable. This totally happened to an old boyfriend of mine. Cody wanted to buy a TV. It cost $200. He didn't have it. But he went to this rent-to-own place who said that they could hook him up with it for $8.50 a week, which seemed okay until afterwards we did the math and it turns out he paid more than $600 for a $200 TV. I mean, the interest rates were sky high. They're usually around 300% and as much as 500%. If you can, save up and then buy. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more money tips, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Somewhere up the New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll.
twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, yeah, twisting the night.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Did you listen to Paul Harvey and the rest of the story today? Paul Harvey's back in archival form. You can listen to the rest of the story with Don Rosen at 7:25 and with Cindy Huber at 12:05.
Get around, round, round, I get around. Get around,
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's information out about people that have already voted. About 22,000 people in Racine and Kenosha counties combined requested absentee ballots for today's partisan primary. Of those 22,000, about 17,000 have been returned as of yesterday. In Racine, more than 3,000 people voted in-person absentee, with that number about 2,000 in Kenosha County. Polls are open until 8. You can check your ballot and find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Felony charges have been filed for that attack outside the Racine Library last week. Duncan Bell is accused of using a machete-like knife to cut another man's neck during an argument, leading to felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and aggravated battery. The victim needed to get stitched up at the hospital. Bell is being held on a $10,000 cash bond with a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow. A plea deal has been reached for the former head of mental health services for Racine County. Brittany Perez was accused of smuggling drugs into the county jail and at this point had entered a not guilty plea. She appeared in court this week. Razors, drugs, and cell phones were allegedly found by authorities during a search at the Racine County Jail in November. Investigators allege there was also a romantic relationship between Perez and an inmate. And the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair set a new attendance record. This year saw 1.1 million visitors, the highest since the pandemic. This year's numbers exceeded the previous record from 2019. CEO Sherry Black highlighted that this is the third straight year with over a million attendees, supported by a week of mostly pleasant weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and still warm today, with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees and a few spotty showers or storms sparking up this afternoon. None are expected to be severe. Otherwise, patchy fog is possible overnight, and we put today on repeat for tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
out of Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Raspberries and Go All the Way on WRJN. The Raspberries featuring Eric Carmen on vocals. Eric Carmen, of course, went on to a very successful solo career as well.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Question.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, it was on this date, August 13th, back in 1971, John Lennon got on a plane. He left Heathrow Airport in the UK, he flew to New York, and he never set foot on British soil again.
And buy me love. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Say, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information I'll share with you, and then you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the numbers 0 to 999 don't have the letter A in word form. I guess that's true. Some vowels just don't get the respect they deserve.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, brighter.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend.
and I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. So many days have gone by, still I'm so lonely, and I guess there's just no getting over you. And there's nothing I can do but spend all my time out of my mind over you. The prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you